Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. India and Sri Lanka yesterday exchanged protocol amending agreement between the two countries for avoidance of double taxation and prevention of fiscal evasion with respect to taxes in income. Both sides also exchanged MOU on training and capacity building of civil servants of Sri Lanka. The agreements were exchanged after bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Sri Lankan President Anurag Kumaradesanayake in New Delhi. Both leaders held discussions on issues of mutual interest. In his press statement, Prime Minister Modi expressed happiness that Mr. Desanayake has chosen India for his first foreign visit as president. He said both sides also discussed issues related to the livelihood of fishermen.
हमने मछुआरों की आजीविका से जुड़े मुद्दों पर भी चर्चा की. हम सहमत हैं कि हमें इस मामले में एक मानवीय अप्रोच के साथ आगे बढ़ना चाहिए. हमने श्रीलंका में रिकंस्ट्रक्शन और रिकंसिलिएशन पर भी बात की. राष्ट्रपति दिशानायक ने अपने समावेशी दृष्टिकोण के बारे में मुझे बताया. हम आशा करते हैं कि श्रीलंका सरकार तमिलों की आकांक्षाओं को पूरा करेगी और श्रीलंका के संविधान के पूर्ण इम्प्लीमेंटेशन और प्रोविंशियल काउंसिल इलेक्शन कराने की अपनी प्रतिबद्धता को पूरा करेगी.
In his statement, Mr. Desanayake said he has given an assurance to the Prime Minister of India that they will not allow Sri Lanka to be used in any way in a manner that is detrimental to the interest of India.
I have also given an assurance to the Prime Minister of India that we will not allow our land to be used in any way in a manner that is detrimental to the interest of India.
The cooperation of India will certainly flourish, and I want to reassure our continued support for India.
The Lok Sabha yesterday took up the discussion on the supplementary demands for grants, first batch for 2024-2025. The government has sought approval of Parliament to authorise gross additional expenditure of over 87,762 crore rupees. Out of this, the proposals involve net cash outgo aggregate to 44,142 crore rupees for payments of debts, liabilities and interest rates. The Union Government yesterday launched a credit guarantee scheme for ENWR base pledge financing. Under the scheme, farmers will now be able to get a loan through their produce. After submitting their produce to warehouses registered with the Warehousing Development and Regulatory Authority, they will be issued an electronic negotiable warehouse receipt, ENWR. Launching the scheme in New Delhi, Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi said that this is another pivotal initiative by the government to bring farmers into the institutional network of banking and finance. Highlighting its benefits, Mr. Joshi said that this scheme will prevent post-harvest distress sale that forces many farmers to sell their produce at below market price. The central government has said that there are about 21 fake universities in the country. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha yesterday, Minister of State for Education Sukanta Majumdar said in the last 10 years, 12 fake universities have been closed. Mr. Majumdar said that UGC has released the list of fake universities and recognized universities every year before the academic session. National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, yesterday signed a memorandum of understanding with an e-commerce platform to ensure the affordable and seamless availability of NCERT publications across the country. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan presided over the signing and stated that this will help in delivering NCERT textbooks to learners' doorstep, especially in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. Mr. Pradhan emphasized initiatives like the teachers' training modules and experiential learning centers by private companies. This will strengthen the capacities of teachers and empower both educators and students. And Nagaland's advisor for CAWD and Texas, Kudecho Kamo, urged the youth to be honest, hardworking, and have determination. He said this while addressing the 53rd Pusachodu Youth Society Games and Sports Meet at local ground Pusachodu village under Peg district yesterday. He emphasized that these qualities are essential not only in sports but also in education, agriculture, and entrepreneurship. Mr. Kamo told the youngsters to dream big, have vision to excel in order to win laurels at state, national and international level. The four-day sporting event would be competed by four colonies in track events, field events and games for both men and women. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Have a nice day.